540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A convicted killer is still on the run in Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Marcelo Baeto.
Danilo Cavalcante was spotted on a residential surveillance camera this weekend, less than 2 miles from where he escaped.
People are working round the clock.
Police are blaring a recorded message from Cavalcante's mother, urging him to surrender. They have narrowed their search to a residential area that's deep in the woods, closing off roads to limit access in or out. Police say they have responded to well over 100 tips from neighbors in the area. Since his escape from the Chester County prison on Thursday morning, Cavalcante has been spotted 4 times in this area outside of Philadelphia.
A man crashed his Jeep into a Texas Denny's. Correspondent Matt Piper with details.
Rosenberg police outside Houston say 23 people were hurt when a Jeep slammed into a Denny's just before noon. They say some of the injuries are severe and that the victims are from 12 to 60 years old. Police say the Jeep was driven by a 30-year-old man who was not injured. Video shows the red vehicle completely inside the restaurant, which sits on a highway.
A pier on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison collapsed, sending about 80 people plummeting into the water.
My friend and I swam really quickly back to the dock. Our phone was on there, like keys, books, hats, everything. And we were just hoping that we would be able to recover a little bit of our things, which luckily we were able to do. But I know a lot of people lost a lot of their belongings in the lake.
Nearly 24 people were injured. Our Ed O'Keefe tells us why the First Lady didn't return to the White House with the president on Monday.
First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID-19 Monday night. She's currently experiencing only mild symptoms, according to a spokeswoman, and she'll remain at the Biden home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, for the time being. The First Lady noted last week that she was set to begin teaching again at a Northern Virginia community college this week. It's unclear if she'll continue to do that virtually.
A Georgia mom speaks out after her 17-year-old daughter died from a brain-eating amoeba she got from swimming in a lake.
I hate having to talk about her in the past tense, but I have a push to make people aware of something that I was not aware of.
Doctors say infections like that are rare. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game. Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell has died. During his time with the band, they sold over 10 million albums worldwide, had 2 number one hit singles, and a Grammy nomination. He had retired from the band 2 years ago. Harwell died from acute liver failure. He was 56 years old. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, back from up north there, hey. It's Monday. It's back to the radio, back to politics, back to work. How you doing, little fella?
Hey, Crudy, I'm doing great. Good to see you. Casper working hard on the board today. Thank you, man. Of course, our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
You know, I meant to call you little guy. That's what the skipper used to call Gilligan, right? Little buddy. I meant to call you.
Little buddy.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the skipper these days.
Yeah, I saw, man. Yeah, you got yourself a little go boat, man.
I am the proud possessor of one boat. Never owned a boat before. Well, sort of. We had a boat. We had a paddle boat that came with the cabin, and it sailed off to sea. We don't know where it went because we didn't have a boat to go around the lake and figure out where our paddle boat floated.
So you had a boat, but it ran away, and now you have another boat.
Yes. This one's got a motor. Two motors. It's got a trolling motor, and it's got the motorboat motor.
Oh, nice.
So even as I figured out already on the second day of boat ownership, if you can't start the motor for any reason, just pop that trolling motor. You know,
yeah, they'll get you going.
Lake's only so large. I had to have my son drive it back. Had to meet him at the boat launch. You know what I'm really bad at? Backing up a trailer. Didn't know how unskilled I was until I tried it.
It is a skill
that I do not possess. And nearly drives you insane because the backup beeper's going the whole time I'm doing it. Lady that
you
sold
the camera,
me,
though, right? Do you watch the camera or do you use your mirrors when you're doing the backup on the trailer thing? You don't even know.
Both, I go insane.
Turn to the right, turn to the left. You don't even know, man. See, you should have worked on a farm when you were a kid.
Then I'd know how to back up a trailer, put a boat in water. Dude.
Absolutely.
I am so unskilled at all those things, Dom. But, you know, I saw this boat on the Facebooks, and it was on the Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, I set a very low budget. You know, like, I want a boat, but I don't really want to pay for a boat. Don't want to. Certainly am not borrowing money to buy a boat. You know, it's a cash sort of deal.
Oh, break out another $1,000, Curdy.
So all you people throwing this BOAT at me, break out just, another $1,000.
You know, it's you'll learn, you'll be there, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Here's the good news. We're on no wake lake, so you can't even go that fast. You can't burn up the gas too fast. And my son, who is a good young man, Caden, but doesn't have his driver's license. He was, you know, captain of the high seas all weekend. I had some radio dogs out to the house. We were having a couple cocktails. And then Caden, you know, he took us out around the lake. It was the proudest boat owning day of my life.
Captain Caden. Captain Caden. You know, those are the best, two best days of boat ownership. When you buy it and when you get rid of it. Those are the two greatest days.
Well, the best day was the day I bought it. Technically, the first day we put it in the water and we had a lot of fun. That was like Saturday, and then had a little party. You didn't come, but others did. And, you know, I had fun on the boat, and Caden took us all around the lake, little tour. But then Sunday, you know, I had some business to attend to. Started my day in the Northwoods there, but I was up there doing business. So I had to pull the boat out. The boat has to come out. Yeah. So first I struggled getting the trailer back to the water, like 9 tries later, so did, 15 minutes.
Did you eventually just disconnect it from your vehicle and haul it back with your, you know, manual labor? Or did you actually?
That would have been so much easier. It would have been, buddy, this long country road, narrow, covered with, you know, trees. It's like a narrow passageway. I got like 2 feet on either side. Man, I can't do this. I was horrible at it. Yeah. So finally I get the boat back in the water. Caden's had a chance to cross the lake via trolling motor by this chance. So I get this thing back on the back of the trailer, and I start, you know, turning the winch, and first time using the winch, first time pulling the water plug, first time, you know, rocking the motor up, making sure it's in place to travel. I guess I got an old style boat, 1976 or something, doesn't have the, you know, I am the labor on the lifting of the motor. So I learned that part, and I, you know, I'm thinking, I'm remembering all the parts. The guy was very helpful, loved his little boat. Green and gold, like Packer colors. I said, I love this boat. It's green and gold. And he said, well, it's green and white, and the white's kind of discolored a little from the water line. He said, you might be disappointed if you think it's green and gold. This is before I had seen it. But once I saw it, I knew that boat would be mine. So bought the boat, pulled it on a trailer from Mauston, Wisconsin, up to our new cabin, which was about another hour's drive. Never saw so many deer in my life. Mauston, man, that place is filthy with deer. For good or for bad, hundreds. I mean, it was like herds of deer, man. It was like the deer apocalypse was coming there. Lots of deer. But I get the boat home, get it in the water, enjoy it for a day, have fun with a few friends, excluding you, and then got to get the boat out. And I get the winch, and there was one little thing. I'm like, what did the guy tell me about the winch? So I'm cranking it. And then I let go, and it goes back the other way, and it whacks me on the hand like a nun with a ruler, just smack. Oh, it hurts. Now I can't hear Dom. What happened to Dom?
The lessons. These are the lessons that you will learn.
I learned that lesson, and apparently there's a little metal brace so it can't go backwards. You got to utilize that when you're doing this thing. So now I've got, you know, a swollen hand, throbbing, good and throbbing. You know how you know you're alive when you got that new boat hand throb. You know that way.
Not like some sharp pain to remind you're still alive, man.
So anyways, I get the boat back to the house, and I realize, you know, well, I'm not hauling this thing back and forth to Madison, so I'm going to leave it in the garage. Well, when you take the tongue off, when you take this trailer off, apparently the boat's heavier and will rock backwards. You got to sit there and hold it down. Well, so I'm trying to pull the boat, and it's like damn near lifting me off the ground a couple times. And my wife and my son are just watching me. And you know how Crudy gets a little frustrated occasionally. Let my emotions get the better of me. I'm like, no. Someone help me. I'm pulling a boat here. You know, like,
I'm not clear. Trying to get the pin off the back. I mean, what were you?
No, I had already done that. I had taken them.
Okay.
So now I'm tugging the boat into the garage because I'm not putting a cover on the damn thing. That seems like work.
Did you just back it in the garage?
Well, others, a better man could. But I was personally delivering the boat into the garage. I felt it was a necessary step. And so anyways, got the boat in the garage, found a heavy weighted table that would hold the boat down necessarily. And I have a project in mind, Dom. I looked it up. You can paint a fiberglass boat. So it is green. And the inside seats, oh, they're a lovely shade of like vinyl green. Think Packer green. So this boat will be my Jordan Love boat. And my wife already bought, like a Packer gnome. So the Packer gnome's like in the prow, the front of the boat. What do they call the front of the boat?
The bow?
The bow. Yeah, whatever it is. The front. Where, you know, like the Rolls Royce has the woman up in the front. We have the Packer gnome. So after I get done using the boat infrequently this year, because I'll have to back it into the water to be able to use it. And that is a skill set I very much lack for. But, you know, unless I personally deliver the boat, you know, like walk it down the trail every time, that'd probably be less effort. This winter, my commitment to you, Dom, I'm decorating that boat in green and gold, and I'm painting on the side, Jordan Love Boat. And that will be Crudy's pride in 1976 Jordan boat.
Is there room on, I know it's a little smaller boat. Is there room on the back? You can actually, is it named right now? Is there a,
there is not, well, I mean, there's the license on the side of it, the license number. It is licensed. I did sign the title. It is, it's a legit boat and all that kind of stuff. But no, there's not a clear prior designation. The guy, Tom's name. Tom even had to give me the trailer receiver. I didn't bring the trailer receiver. So anyways, I owe Tom a receiver. And Tom did not tell me that he had named the boat. But I am calling it the Jordan Love Boat. And you know what, Tom? We're gonna have a Packer camp. Check it a little later in this big show. We're going to have
a little angst in the locker room, Crudy. What's going on at Packer camp, dude?
Well, there is a reporter, and you know you notoriously can't trust those guys. Yeah. Reporter Adam Schein is effectively saying Jordan Love sucks. It's getting called out by the defensive players on the unit, and the Packer offense sucks. And I'm like, oh, man, none of this sounds very good to me. I was about to name my boat the Jordan Love Boat. And so we're going to get it. We're going to hear it from our guy. We're going to hear it from Mike Clemens, our Civic Media Packer beat reporter. He's been in camp the whole season. We're going to find out if this one little trash talking 2-minute drill, if that's meaningful, if this is signs of things to come, Dom, because I don't know if you know. But Civic Media, we got the Packers, 3 different markets. I started my day, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Beautiful Park Falls. Q, 98Q. See this? They got super cool stuff in Park Falls. Beautiful northern Wisconsin town. Looking, it's an hour from UP and the dispensary is there. But anyways, Park Falls, nice little town. Spent the night there last night. Listen to 98Q. It's our newest Packer station in the Northwoods. 100,000 watts of Packers, huh? And this Friday night, the reign of Jordan Love begins. And it all starts with this boat. So I'm hoping the Love Boat, the Jordan Love Boat, is the sign of a Super Bowl season to come, Dom. And not sort of a Titanic blunder on somebody's part. Good money sunk in a lake. You never can tell. And perhaps political headlines as well. This is the Devil's Advocates. We'll give you a Packer update. And whatever you want to talk about, Dom, now it's your turn. Hope you had a great weekend. Come back with us. More Devils.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 73 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 91. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 70. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy, aboard this tiny ship.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us online, politics, voting, you know, Packers, whatever's on your mind, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm already getting advice as a first-time boat owner.
Yeah.
Couple of thoughts on the text line. Early texters, they're the early innovators. Many of you, I believe, have the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can text us directly. It goes right to my phone that way. Okay, boys. You know, Jeff from Sherwood. A little pep talk for the Monday
yeah.
show.
All right, here we go.
Okay, boys. It's a new week. Let's get off on the proper foot. Oh, no. We're talking about boats the whole first segment. My bad, Jeff. But I had two things for you. Looks like you've taken care of one item. The second thing is to be great this week. Be great this week. And he didn't like the fact that we were off Friday. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Summer got in the way, man. Had to go up to the Northwoods there. Hey,
make radio great again, Jeff.
Here's another one. Left is port. Right is starboard. Well, Dom, I would say this show's a little to port. Of center.
Port. I love port.
Different sort of port, I suspect. Another one says, Mark from the SAC, make sure you register it as a private sale. Do go wild on the WDNR website. Well, if that's an option, I'm doing the go wild on everything, Dom. I love the go wild option. Here's another one. You know, I called it the Jordan Love boat, Crudy's little 16-foot motorboat, fiberglass, going to have to repaint it. Just so my wife's not embarrassed by it. Something tells me you'll be changing the name of the boat in no time.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't like the Jordan Love boat. And here's another one. Make sure you put the drain plug back in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Excellent advice.
You need to get Sailor Matt Flynn out there. Yeah. Get a Navy guy on that boat. Never ask a Navy guy if you'll have another drink, Dom.
It's none of your business how many he's already had.
Now,
844-967-2789. Hang on, Carl. This crew has more to say.
I want to talk about a drunken Navy guy. Derek Van Orden, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, there's an editorial piece. Apparently, he's inspiring editorials these days, Dom. It's his conduct. And there are allegations tied to, let's say, some profanity drinking at the office with some constituents on the Capitol Hill, but the congressman from the third
Wisconsin. CP. He's just being Wisconsin nice. That's what the conservatives are all suggesting.
Well, let's see what Dave Zweifel has to say over at the Cap Times. Here it is, Dom. Ron Johnson has competition for the biggest idiot prize.
I got to be honest, Dave, you're spot on with this one.
Well, I was going to say so does CJ for D-Bag of the Year 2023, Dom. I would put Van Orden in the early lead, but you could still nominate and vote for CJ.
There's plenty of time between now and the end of the year for, you know, any D-bag to step up and really claim that prize. There's a lot of room left.
In a column last month, Weifel says, I repeated former GOP U.S. Rep. Liz Cheney's contention that what we've done in our politics is create a situation where we're electing idiots. Yeah, we make that contention often on this show, Dom. I agreed, says the Weifel, and suggested that our own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was just such an example, especially over his views about the climate crisis and how Wisconsin could stand to benefit as the world gets warmer, Dom. We'll be vacation land forever. But that was before another of our mentally challenged elected officials took center stage. So Weifel's words, not mine, I didn't call him mentally challenged. Our editorial about Derek Van Orden, Wisconsin's new 3rd District representative, says it all. His outburst of cursing and obscenities at a bunch of high school Senate pages in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda is proof positive that this guy hasn't the smarts to represent a Wisconsin congressional district. It's a pity because the 3rd District, anchored by the city of La Crosse, Dom and I are fine alums of the university there, has a long history of sending competent and thoughtful people to talk radio and to Washington. Yeah. Now, Van Orden's immediate predecessor, Democrat Ron Kind, was a respected and productive member of Congress, a revered La Crosse Logan High School athlete who went to Harvard, where he quarterbacked the football team before coming home to run for Congress. He was sort of the all-American boy. He became the district attorney and married the prettiest girl in town, Dom. That Ron Kind planted a lot of seed corn, that one.
He sure did.
And before him was Republican Steve Gunderson, who made his district proud over his willingness to cross the aisle when it mattered and work hard to keep the wheels of government running. We had our editorial differences with both of them, but never once doubted their dedication to the job they've been elected to do.
Prudy's Weifel goes on to write, the question is how Van Orden was elected in the first place. There have been numerous incidents that should have told voters that this is a guy who has trouble controlling himself. There was the public display of distemper when he lashed out at a high school girl volunteering at the local library because he didn't like the books she was stacking. His temper tantrums have been common knowledge in the district. He had the audacity to accuse young pages of defiling the integrity of the U.S. Capitol. The kids were lying on the floor to take pictures of the rotunda's dome high above them when the Senate session droned on into the night. That he would accuse young people serving internships for U.S. senators of defiling the Capitol's integrity while he himself, only 2 years before, was in the crowd of Donald Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 is beyond the pale. Yes, as Liz Cheney claims, we do elect idiots for office. Derek Van Orden is proof of that. Dave's Weifel at the Cap Times. Thank you, Dave. I agree.
Never ask a Navy man if he's had enough to drink, Dom. He'll let you know. It'll start with some profanities, a little salty language. Derek Van Orden, you are a bit of an embarrassment, sir. Do better. Do better.
He can't do better. He's not capable of doing better. These megas, they're unserious people. They cannot do it. They need to be replaced. Plus, we're the Devil's Advocates coming back with your calls at 844-967-2799.
Well done, little buddy.
Sure to get a smile from 7 stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Island.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Police in Chester County, Pennsylvania are still trying to catch a convicted killer who escaped from prison last week. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says there have been several sightings of Daniello Cavalcante.
I know it's stressful for the community, but I want to assure you that all of us are working diligently to bring this to a conclusion.
A pier collapsed on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. Nearly 24 were hurt.
I found out after I got out of the water, I was like, why does my toe hurt so bad? I looked down, it's bleeding, and I knew a lot of people, other people had similar injuries.
The First Lady has tested positive for COVID. Our Ed O'Keefe tells us both Bidens have dealt with this before.
The Bidens first tested positive for COVID-19 last year at the tail end of their summer vacations, and both the President and First Lady had rebound cases after taking Paxlovid. It's unclear if the First Lady is on any medication so far.
The President tested negative Monday night. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Get your towels ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place, hit the opening deck. But stay on your mother toes. We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. It's back to work, it's Monday, right, Tom?
Yeah, are we working as I was having it right now?
Do you know, I started my day in the ruffed grouse capital of the world, Park Falls, Wisconsin. That's up north there, hey. That's up by the UP. That's where I started my day, Dom. Up there in vacation land.
Go grouse hunting, man. It's a thing.
I'm sure someone enjoys that.
Nah, see, you got a boat now, man. Next thing you know, you're going to be going grouse hunting, Crudy.
You know, they had this big old age statue, big eagle in the downtown. Thought it was pretty cool. Took a picture of it. You know, I was taking in the local custom and all that kind of stuff. You know, I think that we missed the boat, Dom. Because you know what was this weekend in Park Falls, Wisconsin? Flamboarama, baby! The 70th anniversary of the Flamboarama. It's got the beautiful Flambeau River. Although I've only seen the Northern Fork. But Flamboarama was this weekend in the Park Falls. Bands, excitement for the kids. Lots of stuff to do. Man.
Summertime in Wisconsin is the most beautiful place in the world, better than Minnesota.
Well, in the wintertime here, it's always better than Minnesota here, Dom. You know, there was an article at the Washington Post over the weekend. I think you put it up on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. Fake elector plot raised concerns over legal peril, indictment shows. Well, Dom, you and I have talked about this fake elector plot, especially the plot that was perpetrated here in that Wisconsin State Capitol, like one block from me. And I would point out that happened on December 14th of 2020. That happened like an hour after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had literally closed the last legal pathway to overturn the election here in the state of Wisconsin. And those Republicans got together. Now, our friend Patrick Marley used to be at the Journal Sentinel. Now he's at the Washington Post, along with others, Dom. A lot of bylines on this one. Well, they throw this out, and I want to get at least as far as the Wisconsin part of the story. So I'm going to start, if you don't mind, Dom. 6 weeks after the 2020 election, senior campaign officials for Donald Trump called a group of loyal Pennsylvania Republicans to walk them through how they would convene 2 days later to cast the state electoral votes for the sitting president. There was a problem. Joe Biden had already been declared the certified winner in Pennsylvania. So a number of Republicans on the December 12th conference call who had volunteered to serve as Trump electors if he won the state said they were uncomfortable portraying themselves as legitimate electors, according to a federal indictment filed against Trump last week, accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. Oh, yeah, that whole thing, Dom. The campaign officials, led by lawyer Rudy Giuliani, what a fine lawyer he makes, told the electors they were meeting on a contingency basis only, the indictment says. After the call, the campaign officials circulated language to add to the Pennsylvania elector certificates to be submitted to Washington, asserting that the votes were intended to count only if Trump prevailed in litigation in the state. That'd be an interesting out clause. That might even give you some legal protection, one might say. Did they have that in the state of Wisconsin? I don't think they had that here. Did they, Dom?
They did not.
Let's jump down in the body of this piece just a bit, Dom. In five other states, Republicans did not hedge. Instead, they signed paperwork claiming to be electors for the president and casting their votes for Trump, even though he had lost their states. Think Wisconsin. Electors in a seventh state, New Mexico, included contingency language similar to that in Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign then moved ahead with plans to use all the certificates to pressure Congress not to certify the Electoral College count for Biden.